Can't believe a few days ago, when I was in the middle of the funicular lift doing non-stop interviewing for 8 hours, Nigel Pulling, who was kind enough to actually phone in with a message of support, didn't realise that I was actually there for the full 8 hours. But we'll put that right in anyways. Nigel Pulling, Chief Executive of the Yorkshire Agricultural Society. It's good to connect with you as ever.
Thank you very much, and well done on your 8 hours.
Well, there we are, you see. I feel a Great Yorkshire Show prepared me for that, you know, kind of psyched me up in all sorts of ways. Okay, we've got Francesca Furman and Leslie Furman with us. They're going to be showing in some of the interviews. Interesting, Francesca, her work experience last week working as a dog groomer. Now she's on with Sansar Broadcasting. I don't know who's going to benefit from this point of view.
Yes, I'll be interested in her opinion at the end of the 2 weeks, which one she prefers, actually.
Precisely so. But here we are, the Great Yorkshire Show, about to obviously launch today. It's press day. It's that kind of the show eve. There's always that sense of tangible excitement, I find.
It is, and it's probably on build-up. It's by far the biggest and busiest day. And the sort of frizz on excitement builds up over the day. And there's a lot of people coming in, a lot of trade stands set up, a lot of livestock arriving, and everyone's sort of raring to go, really.
And, of course, this year, once again, blessed with a royal visitor, Prince Charles, and, of course, and the Duchess of
Cornwall, yes.
That's right, exactly. Also going to be with us. So a little bit more excitement, perhaps?
It always adds a highlight. Our exhibitors and visitors love seeing the royal family, and they get a good chance. We've got, as you say, two royal visitors, so there's two royal twos going on at the same time. So anybody who's here on Wednesday will have a good chance to see them in action.
I was talking with Judy Thompson, obviously, as press officer earlier this morning, and praising her once again for an effortless sort of way. But she always manages to kind of cope a bit like the swan, really. You know, it's all sorts of things happening, but she still gets it sorted out.
Well, that's the impression we want to give, you know, serene on top. But an event of this size is huge. There has to be a lot of paddling underwater. And we try and do it in a friendly and professional manner so that all our visitors, whether it's the press or just people coming through the gate, have a fantastic show.
Absolutely. Fashion shows, obviously, to the fore. Lots of livestock, lots of really wonderful, exciting news stories with respect to livestock. I mean, there's a Belgian blue, Belgian blonde, I should say, a blonde Aquitaine, I'll get it right, that could actually, if it wins at the Great Yorkshire, it'll actually have the hat trick because it actually scored wins for the Seal family, both at Newark and Notts and at the Lincolnshire Show. So fingers crossed, if it does it tomorrow for the Great Yorkshire Show, it'd be a unique hat trick, basically.
It will be a great achievement, but the competition is extremely strong. We've got nearly 800 cattle on site, and all the classes are very competitive, and everyone thinks they bring a winner, you know.
Very true. But somebody who always brings a winner and jumps from winner to winner is Leaping Lorenzo. Now, once again, fantastic, back with us for another time.
Yes, this is the second time we've had Lorenzo. It was almost popular demand. I mean, he was so popular last time. He wasn't that well known last time, but he is a fantastic act. He arrived in last night and settling in. He's having a practice today, and we're looking forward to seeing him in the ring on the 3 days.
Absolutely, on the front cover of the brochure as well. Okay, Francesca, questions for Nigel.
When did you start putting the show together?
We take about 6 weeks to unwind one show, and then from September we start then, and everything is reviewed and looked at. We try and concentrate on what we've done well and what we've done badly and try and improve it. And September, so it's about, 10 months of effort for these 3 days.
Wow, that's amazing.
Standard sort of practice. Of course, we don't even mention Countryside Live, which is a little thing you sort of put together in about the October time as well.
We do Countryside Live as well. I mean, basically, there's about half a dozen people who just work on those two shows, and their entire working life is intent on making those two shows as good as possible. Obviously, Countryside Live is a lot smaller than Great Yorkshire, and they tend to run in parallel rather than you do one then start the other one. We're always doing something on both of them, really.
Yes, indeed. We can actually reveal now that the answer to the question we put out on Southside Broadcasting's website for tickets for the Great Yorkshire Show, a fairly simple question, I'm sure you'll be able to give me the right answer, Nigel, in which North Yorkshire town is the Great Yorkshire Show held? Is it A, Hull? Is it B, Leeds? Is it C, Harrogate? It is, of course.
Seeing I live here, it's Harrogate.
Absolutely. Do you know we have a few people who actually sent in A, Leeds? Unbelievable, but still, there we are. Sometimes you just wonder. You know. Leslie, questions for yourself.
I'm just wondering, Nigel, with all of the amount of exhibitors that you've got and all of the cattle and the sheep and the whole thing, what's your biggest nightmare?
Yeah, I should say I don't have a nightmare.
Well, I mean, quite rightly, it's positive thinking. Lord, I don't know why she's asked that question.
No, I mean, I think you're right. We've got a record number of competitive entries. There's over 12,000, and so it's a huge number. I think you've got to be realistic. When you've got animals, what you don't want is an accident where people are hurt. And so we spend a lot of time and attention making sure that doesn't happen. We're lucky. The animals that come here tend to have been to a number of shows, and so they're not... the cattle haven't just been plucked from the field and brought here. They've been trained to come to a show. So, but that would be, the worst nightmare if somebody to do the show was hurt.
So, in essence, like us all, they're seasoned professionals then, is that right?
Well, that is right. I mean, a lot of the, as we've just heard, about the prize winner who's already got two wins under their belt, a lot of them do the circuit and take it very professionally. We also get quite a lot of Yorkshire exhibitors who make a special effort to come to the Great Yorkshire. So we do have some who don't do that many shows. But yes, it's almost a way of life for some of them, and they take it very, very seriously, and that's what makes it so competitive.
Previous shows, Nigel, we've obviously had a lot of interest from the Secretary of State, Minister for Agriculture, DEFRA, have kind of been here, lots of interesting debates, etc. I think probably centrally the news stories seem to be more on phone hacking these days, which thankfully we've sort of avoided from that point of view. But are we looking for any sort of visitors from the government for the Great Yorkshire Show 2011?
Well, we were a bit disappointed because Caroline Spellman was promised she would come last year and then a couple of weeks ago said she couldn't manage it due to other commitments. And I think... with our standing as the leading show in England, I think it's very disappointing, and we're trying to say to the government, this is a great opportunity for them to meet the industry in one place for the whole, representing the whole of the north of England. So we're hoping they'll put that right next year. We do have politicians here. We have many leaders of the industry, NFU and CLA and other bodies. But really, the minister should be here in our view.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with respect to that. I know Caroline Spellman got a thumbs up for her support of the Feeding the Olympic Dream Farmers on Film, which we've been promoting, etc. But it's an event like this where quite clearly you have got, as you rightly said, England's largest show as far as agriculture and the agricultural communities are actually concerned. And you know, would it have taken too much to have actually had at least one day out of her schedule?
Well, we don't think so. And we think that she should have made time to come. And hopefully that's the message which will go back down to London. The politicians are all based in London. They need to get out to places like Harrogate and the Great Yorkshire Show to get their message across. It's not all about the industry talking to the minister. It's the minister putting the message down to the Yorkshire public as well. And so we'll keep our fingers crossed that next year they've listened and come in force.
Yeah, precisely. Okay, moving on, more positive stuff from that point of view. We mentioned Leaping Lorenzo. Any other sort of key highlights? I mean, today I'm already looking in the press day at the Lady Ingleby, Lady Morrison and Lady Mowbray will be judging 18 stunning hats in a competition to choose the overall winner of the Keep It Under Your Hat contest. We've got the primary school cheese class as well. I mean, this is just on the pre-day.
That's right, and it, on Tuesday there's even more going on. We've got the Red Devils dropping in on Thursday, which is connected with Help for Heroes. Mm. We've got the sculptures on the lawns for the first time, you know, award-winning sculptures. And once things start tomorrow, there is just so much going on, you'd need hours to go through everything.
And I do know that you always try to catch a little bit of the fashion show and scoot around from all parts of the ground and so on and so forth. Have you got your own itinerary sorted out?
Most of it. I have obviously quite a few... things that I have to do, ceremonies and what have you, but I do leave some spare time to try and see as much of the show as possible, because when you're trying to look back and review and improve it for the next year, it helps if you've seen what happened this year.
You could always actually download the podcast from Southside Broadcast, of course, give you a snapshot of certain aspects. Got a comment on the tie. Leslie noted it beforehand. It'll be seen on our sort of photographs in a few moments. This is a masterpiece in sartorial eloquence, I find. Wonderful stuff, Nigel.
I'm not sure I've been described as sartorial elegance very often, but it is a very nice tie. It's the Yorkshire Agricultural Society tie, and it obviously has the elements of the Great Yorkshire Show in it.
Exactly. We've got sheep, we've got cattle, we've got pigs, we've got rabbits, we've got all sorts of magical things there. Brilliant stuff, etc. And as it's the first time for both Francesca and Leslie, what would you sort of recommend they should actually, because they probably won't be here for day one tomorrow, but they'll be around certainly for Wednesday.
Well, Wednesday, the two big things, Royal Visit and the Cattle Parade. And in fact, if you're clever, you can actually coincide the two, because I think Prince Charles will be seeing some of the Cattle Parade. And I think that is a magnificent spectacle. Obviously, that'll be topped and tailed by Lorenzo and show jumping classes, which we're very famous for as well. The other thing that is probably one of the most popular features is the food hall. We have a hall which is absolutely crammed with stalls selling you mainly foods from Yorkshire, but all around the world, really. And it's very much, you can sample as you go around, so you can try before you buy, and that's always very, very popular.
Browsing or grazing, I think it's referred to as in the trade room.
It's something like that. You can almost have a meal without actually buying much, but the idea is you buy as well.
And precisely so. Leslie, any other questions?
I was just thinking, sorry, Nigel. With so many different exhibitors, how do you actually coordinate that? I mean, do they apply to you that they want to be in the Great Yorkshire Show, or do you send out to them? How does all that come about, please?
Well, believe it or not, the first stage is we produce a trade stand booklet, and if you are already an exhibitor, that goes to you automatically, and then people can join onto that and be included in the process. But it starts in November of the year before, and
there is quite a waiting list, it's worth pointing out.
There is a waiting list. In fact, we got to the stage where we were almost closing the waiting list because the people just had no chance of being to get in. Most of our trade stands come back year on year and have a profitable and enjoyable time. We start from November, and it goes all the way through the year, and it's usually completely finished by about March, April. So you need to be well in advance if you want to have a trade stand here.
Well, I do know that Guy Foreman from the Country Living magazine, they're making their debut at the show this time around, because I was chuntering. I was like, Guy, you can't call yourself a quintessential Country Living magazine if you don't actually get a place at the Great Yorkshire, so I think he's looking forward to it.
Yes, Country Living are here for the first time, and that, you know, that should be good for them, and I think it's good for the show and our visitors, and so hopefully he'll do well as well.
Nigel, it's been an absolute delight as ever on this press show day. This kind of new form, press form day, etc. I'm not sure I can cope without the lunch. We'll have to sort our way through that.
Well, obviously, any questions the press have, it's all part of the build-up. We want people to understand what the show's about, because it is so diverse. It's not just cattle and sheep. There is, as you say, the fashion show, the food hall, Lorenzo, there's a big wheel. And if you want to buy something, you'll be able to get it on the showground over the next 3 days. So it there is really something for everybody, and we hope everyone has a fantastic time.
Precisely, and hopefully we'll catch up with you. If not, certainly during the actual show itself, and certainly a postscript and usual phone link and all the rest of bits and pieces.
And I'll be very disappointed if Francesca chooses dog grooming as her favourite week of the two, yeah. But I wait to hear.
I'll take all the blame, you know, that's the case.
Yes.
There we are. We were singing Judy Thompson's praises to Nigel Pulling a few moments ago. We constantly do this, even though she doesn't believe it. But it's very true, Judy, when it comes to press officers for agriculture societies, then there are none finer. I keep saying that year in, year out, and you're doing another classic job here.
Well, that's very kind of you, Alex. I'm not sure everybody would agree, but I'll take the compliment. Thanks very much.
Oh, great. We've already spoken with Leaping Lorenzo. Well, we haven't spoken with Leaping Lorenzo, but he's here. We've spoken with Nigel. We mentioned about some of the exciting things that are coming through here. Once again, it seems that the Great Yorkshire Show is going to pull out some magic.
Yes, we certainly hoping so. One of the big things this year, and literally big, are the huge sculptures on the President's Lawn. These are two ginormous works of art. They weigh 14 tons between them. They're each 3.5 metres tall, and basically you can't miss them.
Very true. Now, as always, Judy, you know we have a few newbies come with us on our location reports for Southside Broadcasting. This time around we have mother and daughter. It's a bit like one of those family fortune scenarios. Leslie Furman and Francesca Furman. Leslie, thoughts for yourself?
I'm just wondering, Judy, what sort of challenges do you think you face every year when you're putting the show together?
I think the challenge is that the basic formula of the Great Yorkshire Show remains the same, so perhaps 80% is the same year on year, but it's that 20% that's different, and that's what makes it difficult, because you're never quite sure what's going to come out of the woodwork. For example, was it Friday night, we had a lightning strike which took out all the electricity and all the phones, and we're still dealing with the aftermath of that. So things like that you can't prepare for, but hey, you just have to get on with the job.
We had to cancel a parachute jump for exactly the same reason on a Saturday, so you know, can't jump when it's lightning. It's not good at all. Francesca?
These sculptures sound amazing. Who actually made them?
Well, one is a lady by called Sophie Ryder, and you'll see that what she's done, it's a bronze, and it's a hare with a human body. And the other one is a guy called, he's a Polish chap whose name I can't begin to pronounce. And that's like half a head, and that is made of marble. They've come from the Yorkshire Sculpture Park down the road at Wakefield, so we're absolutely thrilled to have them. And it is what we believe the first time that an agricultural show has had works of art of this stature, pardon the pun, ever that we know of. So that's a first for us.
So using that pun particularly is obviously writing the headlines for the Yorkshire Post, amongst others, I'm sure. Obviously, Royal Visits time once again. You must be getting an old hand, a seasoned pro with respect to this. I mean, Her Majesty the Queen a few years ago, obviously Prince Charles again for this time round. Is it a case of there's a certain amount of, we've been there, we've done that, we know how to actually handle it, but there's always a slight sort of excitement?
Well, it's different every time. I mean, we have Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall this year. They have been before, they know the show well and they love the show. But where they're going is slightly different this time. The journalists who I'm responsible for looking after will be different, and every occasion just brings, as I was saying earlier, just brings its own unique flavour, which you have to respond to.
And in terms of the team that you obviously work with, once again, Lady Emma Ingleby in top form, judging hats today, I believe.
That's right. Lady Ingleby is helping the PPR Foundation raise much needed funds for research into brain tumours. And what she and Lady Mowbray and Lady Morrison are doing are picking the best of, I think it is 12 hats, and these 12 pictures of the 12 hats will go to create a calendar which will be sold to raise money for the PPR fund.
And of course that ties in with something we've followed through over the last few years, including of course something I think we connected with at the exhibition at Ripley Castle, with the photographic exhibition with of course Javin Liam, because it's the same, it's Pam Roberts' charity as far as I recall, it's all in aid of.
That's absolutely right, yes. Javin's worked very closely with Pam, and it's his photographs that you'll see around the forestry area actually.
I'm pleased to see that was resuscitated once again, which is fantastic. So Judy, I know I ask you this question every year and I appreciate you run off your feet, but is there any particular part that you're looking forward to yourself over the course of the next 3 days?
Well, obviously the royal visit, that's going to be absolutely stupendous. But for me, the fashion show is always amazing. It's vibrant, it's lively, it's different every year. You've got the young designers, and this year for the first time we've got Hobbs, who are giving us a sneak preview of their autumn winter collection on the runway. I think it's four times a day there are fashion shows, so we're looking forward to that.
Bernadette Gledhill, hopefully we'll track down later on today, really. Judy, as always, an absolute delight. I don't even mention Countryside Live, because I know you work on that side as well, but presumably people will be thinking about, well, what should we do in October? They should obviously be here as well for Countryside Live. Little plug for that.
Absolutely. I think it's the 22nd and 23rd of October, third weekend in October, Countryside Live here at the Showground, a mini Great Yorkshire Show.
Well, 153 Great Yorkshire Shows about to begin. We've had the 152nd last year, of course, and clearly the person who connects with that so solidly in so many ways is the show director. That, of course, is the wonderful individual that is Bill Cowling. Bill, good to see you as ever.
Good morning, Alex.
Just read your brief in terms of this year's programme, and I see that the word is crafted as finely as ever.
Well, that's good to know, is that? Because the show, although it's very much the same year on year, it obviously changes massively every year, and it's sometimes quite challenging to accommodate those two in the same sentence.
Well, we've already talked about the sculptures, we've got the cheese competition, we've got the hat competition, we've got a whole range of other factors that are coming through. The quality of entry seems to be as outstanding as ever, though.
Yeah, they're still coming in. The numbers are certainly the highest we've ever had. Records in at least four sections, but the overall entry is over 12,700 is the highest any show has ever had of ours.
You see, it's facts like that that just make me even more amazed that Caroline Spellman hasn't actually been able to make it, but that's by the by, and I appreciate you might not want to make any comment about that.
I don't mind making comments about that at all, Alex. We're very disappointed that Caroline isn't coming. We were all lined up. We'd even got as far as planning her itinerary with her team. And then suddenly, no go.
Yeah, well, as I say, perhaps it's other issues at work there. Anyway, Francesca, any questions for Bill?
How long have you been the show's director?
This will be my sixth show. I've been to do with the show longer than that, because I was a cattle steward before, but as show director, this will be six.
Of course, I always think there's a sort of synchronicity between us, Bill, because Chris Hall, it was I think his last one when we first started covering these things, so we've kind of grown up together in many ways.
Well, I suppose that's what happens as you get older, you sort of get to know each other better, don't you?
Precisely, exactly. Leslie.
Yeah,
Bill, within the souvenir programme, and you're welcome, you mentioned that there's a few new highlights in the show. Could you tell me a little bit about those, please?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things, and it isn't new because we've had him before, is Lorenzo, the act.
Leaping Lorenzo.
Leaping, I'm not sure what he calls himself that.
I always thought he was Monsieur Leaping.
Yeah. He's on the showground, he's arrived, he's here with his horses. I haven't seen him yet, but he came last night. So he's here and ready to go. We're doing a practice this afternoon. I don't know whether you're here this afternoon.
We'll catch some of that then, certainly.
Yeah, no, he'll be in the main ring. I don't quite know what time. And then, of course, he's in the main ring every day during the show. So that's quite a major thing. We're big into photographs this year.
Javen Liam, he gets all around, doesn't he, really?
He's all over. Yeah. They aren't all his photographs, to be fair. We've got a lovely competition from Skipton Rotary Club. We've got some forestry photographic competition. Of course, we've got Javen's photographs in the woodland area. So, that's great. We've got different classes in some of the livestock. We tend to evolve in livestock classes. Rather than there being a major change, it tends to evolve year on year. Little bits change. And although it isn't a major change, it evolves so that we're keeping modern with the show, so the exhibitors are able to show what they want to show.
Approaching perfection without necessarily ever quite reaching it, but always just being just a little bit ahead of it, really.
I think if we thought we'd reached perfection, Alex, we might as well give up and go home. So we're just
exactly
trying to reach it.
Yeah, precisely.
What sort of impact do you think that the show actually has on agriculture and farming, Bill?
I think it has an impact in two ways. I think it has an impact in the social aspect of it, in that the farming and rural life can be a rather lonely existence these days. We have farms used to have, and estates used to have, loads of people, so it was a very communal activity. Often it's a very solitary activity these days. To come to a show like this, meet with your friends, your colleagues, and it isn't all work, but it's work, and then there can be relaxation, go for a drink in the members or whatever it is. So that is important. But it's also important for livestock breeders to see the quality of their stock. And the best way to compare the quality of anything is to compare it with something else. And that's what you do at a show.
Exactly. Francesca's first ever show, Bill, and she's already identified the chocolate fountains, which is fair enough, go with that. Exactly, precisely. She was grooming dogs last week. We've got the hounds, of course, that will be present on Wednesday. I think James Barclay is coming from Lincolnshire to show his hounds, amongst other things. Any advice that you'd give Francesca?
Well, keep going round the show and enjoy it, because there's an immense amount to see. You can be here all 3 days, every bit of the day, and you still won't have seen it all. So there's loads to see. Enjoy it and, do what you want to do.
Thank you. Which part of the show would you suggest for us to see?
I'm a bit biased. I would think you want to go down to the cattle section. Have a good look around the cattle section, because that's a marvellous part of the show. But a young lady like you will want to be going to the fashion show, because that is amazing. In both in a fashion sense, there's some young people that are aspiring to be models, so that's coming through. That's a terrific part to see. And food, of course. Everybody has to eat something, and there's every sort of food imaginable in the food hall.
I mentioned fashion. We're making our way now to hopefully connect with Bernadette Gledhill, amongst others, etc., and doing her usual annual fantastic work here.
Bernadette's working on the fashion show, and she'll have got that. It'll be mostly planned now, it'll be just fine-tuning, and it'll be a terrific show again.
Bill, a pleasure and a delight as ever. We look forward to connecting with you again, probably towards the back end of the show, as always. If not, we'll catch up, I'm sure, for Countryside Live.
We'll certainly do something, Alex.
Well, the great thing about the Great Yorkshire Show is you meet legends of all sorts of other areas in so many wonderful fields, and we're delighted now to be able to speak to the legend who is
Ken Morrison. I'm chair, president this year, a great honour and a great privilege, and of course it's a great show, and now the prime show in the country. It's the most prestigious event. now that the Royal's gone, and we're very proud of it. We're going to work very hard to make it even better.
Do you know, that's exactly what we've got from Nigel Pulling, from our Bill Cowling. It's absolutely right. It is such a wonderful show. We've been covering the Great Yorkshire Show now for the last 8 or 9 years, as it is. It's followed through. And there's something magical about it, really.
Well, it's a team effort, and I'm only a temporary player. I'm sort of off the substitute's bench, really. I'm only here for a year or so. But the existing team is very able, very dedicated, and very, very enthusiastic. And they'll go a long way, I can tell you.
Now, as is always the case when you're actually coordinating something like this, I mean, clearly your own company is well-run, well-coordinated. It promotes that food miles rather than farmyards, or farmyards, food miles policy, etc. So it must give you a lot of joy when you see something like this that really brings the best of Yorkshire together.
Well, I think it's wonderful. And I've always, being a Yorkshireman, there's nothing quite like Yorkshire, of course. And it's a great privilege to see it happening, you know.
Now, we're here, as I say, in part of the pavilions area, where we've just been looking at hats and so on. Rather like myself, I suspect you're not sort of the main hat person, is not necessarily the routine, but are there any hats that have caught your eye?
Not particularly, because I've only just walked in, really. I'm an uninvited guest, I'm afraid. Oh. I just rolled up because my wife's judging.
That's what it is. All that was important. Well, just bring in one of my colleagues here. Leslie, any questions for Paul?
I was just wondering, Bill, do you have a particular part of the show that's your favourite or that's particularly close to your heart?
I like the livestock, of course, particularly the cattle. I enjoy the competition in the main ring. I think that's wonderful as well, and a great thing. We've got to encourage kids to be competitive in this day and age, and I think to see a little bit of competition is excellent.
So I've got to ask, with respect to cattle, clearly Bill Cowling, very clearly his roots are in the cattle. Did you know Bill sort of in the days when he was actually cattle stewarding and so on?
Not really, no. I've been coming to the show for an awful long time with children of varying ages, of course, and I've always enjoyed it. So I've been coming an awful long time. Morrisons have done the cheese show for 10 years, so they've got a background in the cheese department, which is one of the British strengths, I think, in the cupboard.
And when you're talking about cheese, I think, Francesca, you have a question.
Have you got a particular cheese that you enjoy?
Well, I can let you into a slight secret that I am not a cheese eater. I've sold it all my life, but having tried it hundreds and hundreds of times, I don't really like the texture of cheese. I like the flavour, but not the texture. So my wife makes up for me. She's an avid cheese eater, so that's quite good.
It's been a genuine delight just sharing a few moments with your good self today. We'll hopefully catch up with you. Have you already booked in, or has Prince Charles booked in an appointment to see your good self?
I understand so, but I've no direct confirmation of it. But I think he's coming on Wednesday.
Indeed so. Ken Morrison, for the moment, many thanks indeed.
Thank you. My privilege. Thank you.